it's time for Car Talk with Brad Dudges. How you doing there, Brad?
I'm doing great this morning, Tom. It's a great day in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It's April 1st, too, which is a really big day at Dudges.
Yes, it is.
This is our birthday.
Happy birthday!
This is great, and it's our 80th birthday, too, Tom.
Woo.
We're so excited to be celebrating our, finishing 8 decades of serving Northeast Oklahoma and especially the Bartlesville community. All our employees and the team through all the years, and all the customers. I just want to say, first of all, thank you to everybody in the community, to all our great customers. And what we do wouldn't be possible without our customers. And we love to take care of them, and proud to be doing it now for all these years. I know when my grandfather and grandmother moved to Bartlesville and purchased the Ford store, it was really a dream come true for them, and it's really a legacy that our family takes great pride in, and we're awfully proud to be in Bartlesville.
Wow, that's going to be a big cake.
Yeah, we are going to have a party in a couple weeks. We're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on this month, have specials throughout the store, of course, and we're going to be encouraging people to hit our Facebook pages and social media and kind of relive some memories if they have any, if there's anything they want to say. There's a lot of great stories out there from the past that if we can tap into, I thought would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in about 3 weeks, we'll kick off a real birthday party weekend where we're going to have a celebration, and we'll probably do little mini versions of that every weekend in April and be celebrating throughout the month. But we've got lots of great plans and just definitely want to be here to take care of our customers. And, let's do it for another 80 years. That's what I got in mind.
Indeed. Let's do it. Well, I'll tell you what, you got some nice birthday presents out there with your Bronco and your Mach-E and a few other things out there.
That's right. Yeah, it's been March was outstanding. It was one of our best months in a long, long time.
Wow.
And we finished with a bang yesterday. We sold a bunch of cars, and right now we got it's really humming right now on all cylinders. Everything is selling well. It's knock on wood. Our inventory is pretty well balanced. It's still a little bit light where I'd like it to be. I think if we had a few more, it might help. But as soon as they're coming in, they're selling. We've got a great inventory right now of Super Duty trucks and F-150s, especially on the Toyota side, on Highlander and Camry and Corolla. And really great incentives on all those vehicles from the manufacturer. And, another thing, and people, if they follow the news about the car business, they'll realize that new car inventories are relatively low right now. We've had a series of things go down from the pandemic and the shutdown of plants about a year ago to all the way through this fall with the ramping up of the industry and more consumer electronics selling and the chip shortage to the ice storm in February to the Suez Canal being blocked. All that is affecting the car production. And we've got a good inventory, so that's not really the point. But one thing that's done is really create an incredible opportunity when you're trading a vehicle, because used values are at all-time highs relative to new. And we talk about that a lot, and especially in the last year, because they have been kind of high. But this is true. I mean, we're seeing used car values go up month to month now for the last couple of months. Some values on trucks and SUVs going up several thousand dollars month to month. And, that makes it a little bit, fluid in the market where there's you can offer a little bit more money for people's trades. We're real confident in that, and we are buying inventory. So if you have a vehicle you want to sell, or if you've got something that is extra to you, or if you're looking to trade, now is a great time. We've got easy processes that help you get a fair and a competitive bid for your vehicle, and it's a great opportunity if you're looking to trade something.
There you go. And do it here on April 1st. No fooling. You're going to get a great deal.
That's right. We don't have we don't have any big jokes today.
Good.
I tried to think of some after, but the Volkswagen took the wind out of my sails with their Volkswagen thing a couple days ago. I don't know if anybody heard about it.
I heard that, and I just decided to myself as I shook my head, I have lived too long. You know.
At first I did a double take, and then I thought, well, maybe it's real, and then of course it turned out not to be, but after in all our 80 years, we've played a few jokes. People might remember the truck drop that a little over 10 years ago. I don't know if it was a threat, but a rumor got out that we were going to drop a truck off the Price Tower during one of those hot street parties downtown.
Wow.
And we had over 2,500 people show up to see if we were actually going to do it. We gave away free T-shirts and dropped a few balloons with money in them off the top of the tower and dropped the price of the F-150. That's the best joke marketing-wise I've been associated
and
with.
God is my witness. I thought trucks could fly.
We're far enough distance now that I feel like I might be able to bring that up again.
Cool.
But especially on our birthday, I have a little leeway maybe. But
yeah,
I think people, if they want to, either they miss that or they remember it and want to relive it, there's a great YouTube. if you go to YouTube and search for Dungeness Truck Drop, you'll find a video about that. And I like to do that occasionally. So that's great. I think we love that opportunity to draw attention to not just our trucks and stuff, but to the Price Tower, to get people down to the Hot Street Party. It was one of the biggest parties ever in the history of Hot Street Party, with huge attendance, and it really was a fun night overall. And I'm sorry if I offended anyone. They really expected us to drop a truck off the tower. I didn't feel like that was safe. Yeah, another thing about that, and that's kind of what I wanted to focus on this show is that, the history of the company, and we'll talk. I didn't bring any guests. I'm going to work to get my Uncle Bob and my father Bill and Joe Dillon on later in the month. But the people that made our company are so involved in that, and talked about the truck drop. That was the idea of our marketing guy, and it got run. A few of our employees, Rich Schmitz, who is now the parts manager, he and the team from the body shop made the contraption that dropped this essentially a sign like on a billboard off the tower. It had to be rolled up, and we had to make it so that it was safe to use on the tower, because we certainly didn't want to damage that precious building. Uh-huh. and then we had to figure out how to get keep people kind of at a distance so it would sort of seem real as they were approaching, and it was one of those things that got out on a rumor on social media as we went before I really knew what Facebook was, and next thing I knew, the Examiner had put it on the front page of the paper. and so we had to do something at that point, and it kind of got a life of its own. Back to the real story, which is, the dealership itself and its life of its own. That and it was April 1st, 1941, when my grandfather took ownership of the dealership here. It was Ford dealer had been in town, and he had grown up in western Oklahoma, a little west of here near Ponca City, and his mother and father had come here after serving in the Spanish-American War, and then my great-grandfather became a Methodist minister and was assigned to near Collinsville and then out by Tonkawa and in that area. And they were living out there when he suddenly got ill and passed away. And they moved to Tonkawa then from a smaller town. And he grew up there in Tonkawa working at the Ford dealership. He and his brothers worked at the local Ford agency in Tonkawa when they were in high school. and they played on sports teams for that Ford dealer. This is like 20 to 25, really interesting times. We don't need to get into all that, but you know, they made it through that. My grandmother ended up teaching at the local college. She got all five of her kids through college or to be outstanding military officers. My grandfather went on to Oklahoma City University in 1925, and he met Elizabeth Shannon there, who was my grandmother, and they got married and came back after a brief diversion to Colorado. They planned to relocate there. He was going to get in the farming business, and I think the cold winter kind of scared him, and so he came back to be with his brother Soland, who was a couple years older than him and had already come back to Tonkawa and was working at the Ford agency again. And they came back, and Mr. Ryan, who owned the agency, worked with them to sell it to them. And it was their first Ford dealership. He became a Ford dealer in 1929 with his brother Solon. And they, you know, that was the beginning of it. And you think about that timing with, you know, everything going on in the 20s, the great times, and then getting into the Depression. And, you know, they went through so much. There's stories of, in those early years, of my grandfather going to the bank to try to make a deposit, and the banker teller, you know, pushing it away and telling him not to make a deposit that day. And that night, the bank closed and didn't reopen.
Ooh. Ooh.
Allowed him to keep in cash so that he was able to keep his business operating.
Man.
During that period, and you know, and he helped a lot of people out in that time, from what I understand. He made a lot of friends out there in Tonkawa, and there's a guy, Friday Fitzgerald, who was really close to him, who I know his grandson pretty well. But he and Friday got into politics too. They started, you know, my grandfather was kind of an ambitious fella. He did want to succeed. Got involved in politics, ran for governor and for Congress a couple times. Was an Oklahoma Democratic committeeman and went to many conventions. Was involved a lot with the Methodist Church here in Bartlesville and in the state. He was a lay leader. Other things he did, outstanding, you know, really support for our local community. That he and my grandmother Elizabeth, when they came here a few years later, as I mentioned, in April 1st, 1941, my dad had just been born about a year earlier. He was a little over one, and they relocated here, lived in a little house downtown on Cherokee Drive, I believe, and just, you know, got their life started. My Uncle Bob was born the next year, got the Ford dealership going. In about 1950, they bought the dealership in Tulsa. Then he started getting into politics, bought the ranch here in Bartlesville, people may know about, was really involved in stuff like creating the four-lane highway with some of the great guys from Phillips. He was on the Oklahoma Highway Commission. He was the commissioner of that, and getting the road between Bartlesville and Tulsa to be like an interstate was really a project of his. And I think if those of you who remember taking the train from Tulsa or going through Oshelada, will know how great it is to have a nice four-lane highway on Highway 75. And, you know, that kind of stuff he was involved in. They did love to get... you know, going back to his beginning with that, and my grandmother had the same kind of life. She had come from Arkansas and was one of the first people in her family, women, to go to college at Oklahoma City University. She became an English teacher and was really passionate about education for her whole life, and she got involved here with many organizations. We don't always talk about those that she was involved in, because baseball stakes, you know, is such a big deal since we're in the Guinness records for that. But, you know, at the same time he was doing the baseball stuff and the 4-H and FFA, all the livestock shows, all the Boys and Girls Club and stuff, she was working on you know, things like Mutual Girls Club, helping Concern and Mutual Girls Club get going. You know, a lot of early work with those organizations, and we're so proud to still support them. And that's at Dungeness, what we call that sparks, right? Like, you know, when people have sparks in their lives, it starts something. I remember great teachers in my life, or that, you know, I remember my boss when I worked at the Nature Conservancy, Herb Beatty, who is a great guy, and I talked to just a few weeks ago. You know, he made a real difference in my life, and I know I wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. And when things like that happen, you know, that's what we invest in our community, is helping create opportunities for people to create their sparks, whether it's the baseball team, things like Concern and Mutual Girls Club, the Boys and Girls Club, the, you know, whether it's the Price Tower, and getting you to be more creative and think about architecture and design and how it affects your life, and, you know, and maybe even apply that to your next automobile. You know, there's so many examples, and that's what. You know, that's what excites us out here. That's what we get passionate about every day. That's, you know, the big why. And what we sell cars is, as strange as that may sound to people, but that's been going on since the very beginning. And that's I think something that makes us different from a lot of companies. But maybe that's why after three generations and 80 years, we're still doing it too.
Indeed, you know, it's one of those things where you start off. Kind of humble and small, and just kind of grow every day and every day and every day, and each relationship, each life you touch, you know, the seed just grows and bears more fruit.
And you know what happens is life keeps you humble, and the car business certainly will. And you know that you've got to take care of people, and we're all in this together. And you know, and so you just keep on going. And you know, I love the you know, because not only do we get to do our sparks through the people and what things we support, mm-hmm. but one of the great things about 80 years is thinking about, you know, all the employees and all their careers, and you know how as a business owner, you know, that's it's so wonderful when people and the company's needs and ours and people's needs all cross over and are aligned, and we're all rowing mm-hmm. the same direction, and we're engaged and driven to succeed, and you know, and that affects our customers. It drives all our success. But you know, it you know, for 80 years and through all the people, that's an amazing thing. And so lining up people's career paths with the organization, that's something, you know, I work on really hard every day, and I love that part of our business is helping people get going and, you know, see new opportunities. The car business, like it was for my grandfather, is a great business because it has a place for everyone, and there's so many aspects to it. We have many profit centers. We deal with new things every day. There's lots of technology, exciting technology. You know, you mentioned the Bronco and the Mach-E, all electric vehicles, and we're always learning. We have to stay up on our training. Our technicians in the body shop and service departments are, you know, spend hours and hours a year. We invest, I calculated it a few years ago, it was, at that point, it was over $80,000 a year on training we spent. And I'm sure it's much more than that now. And the reality is that, you know, that stuff we have to invest in and keep going. And we do it for you guys. For you, you know, you want to drive your Highlander, and we want to keep it right for you, keep you safe. And that's what we're here for, is to be your kind of your total transportation need headquarters. Anything you need, that's what you come to Dungeness for. You know you can trust us. You know we're going to take care of you and be there for you, as we have been now for these 80 years.
Wonderful. You know, we've touched a little bit today, just a little bit, on the record-breaking achievement of Dungeness and their association with baseball. But for the record, for folks who don't know the story, can you just kind of give us that little summary on that?
That is a good one. There's a couple of stories like that. That before the month is over, we should also revisit the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the story of my grandfather, his involvement with them. But the baseball team is so seminal to us, and with the baseball season right around the corner and the high school team wrapping up, and we talked about sparks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so youth sports, as we all know, is just about that, learning to be a part of a team, learning to, you know, to win and to lose and to get up and do it again, and, you know, all that. And then it takes families and the whole community to put it together. But one of the first things he did when he got here in April 1941 was to sponsor the American Legion baseball team. And we've sponsored it every year since then. So this will be our 81st year, actually, to sponsor the team. And it's that was recognized a few years ago by Guinness Records as the longest corporate sponsorship of a sports team in the world. We've got a plaque and a letter from Guinness about that. And, you know, that's just neat that a little Ford dealer in Oklahoma and Bartlesville sponsors a baseball team for all those years. And, you know, there's lots of big corporation sponsored teams. But we've stuck with it. And I just think, you know, I think that's just a great example of that whole thing, how it all works together. And, you know, we hire a lot of employees who've played on the baseball team. A lot of our customers did, families of them. You know, it pays off in the long run for us and for them. We get a great venue every summer. The crack of the bat and the experience down at the stadium, and with the new stadium that we didn't really get to experience much last summer. This is going to be so exciting. You know, this summer when we get things going up, and as more people have got the vaccine, I sure see people getting more comfortable every day and getting out more, and that's just so exciting. We're really going to have a great summer here in Bartlesville, and we're looking forward to being a part of it. And we'll kick it off, like I said, this month with our month-long birthday celebration with deals throughout the store. And we'll be reaching out to all our customers and to the community to let you know to keep your eye on things. But do check out our Facebook page and our websites all month for more information on the deals and other things we're doing to celebrate. Like I mentioned, here in 3 weeks, we're going to have, starting on Thursday, the 21st,
mm-hmm.
I think, we'll start having a party for the next 3 days. And like I said, we'll have lesser ones every weekend. So just come on out, make yourself comfortable. We'll be cooking out on the grill and getting to know people and tell a few stories. You can always come say hello to me if you have something you want to talk about. We're here every day, and that's part of it after 80 years.
Brad, one thing that caught my eye when I bought my Ford Flex from your dealership is that you got a couple of, let's just say, very, very, very early model cars right there in the showroom. And that kind of brought the history to today for me.
Yeah.
I'd heard about them, and then when I saw them, and then they're right next to things that are brand new, I just said, well, you know, that about sums it up.
Well, that's one of the things about the Heritage. We've got an old Ford over there that's very similar to what would have been around in the 20s when my grandfather started. And, you know, so there are, we do like to feature some of our older cars at times. We have a few. My grandfather used to collect a bunch of them. He had garages full of them. I've been a little more selective. But, yeah, we've got a few here that you want to come check out. We'll be getting out our Shea. We have a really cool Model A replica that's from the 1970s. It's actually a Mustang II that's got a Model A on top of it. So it runs and drives really well. And we'll be getting that out this summer and, you know, going to parades and to the events down at Unity Square and stuff. We've also got a really cool 73 Mustang, a yellow with a black stripe, really cool-looking car. Because, you know, if you like that period vehicle, it just sits right. Probably because I was a young man then in my teens.
I want that.
I like that car, but I do. And then you mentioned Bronco, Mach-E. We've got those here. You can come check out on the Bronco Sport right now. You know, Bronco, we've converted our first round of orders, and you know, I know it's going to be a while. We'll get our first production news here in about a month when those first ones will start arriving, and we should have some really early. But with Bronco Sport, we're getting to the point now where in the next few months, we're going to have some availability on the ground. I've got four of them in the pipeline, mm-hmm. being built by Ford for us, that'll be here this summer. So if you're interested in picking one of those, you can, at this point, you could actually come in and modify it to your taste, get the options and colors and all the different packages that you want on one of those, and it'll be here in a couple months. Get your name on it if you want to do that. Other great deals, Toyota just announced, as we've been on the show here, their incentive package for April. There are still great rebates and interest rates on some things. Some of them are a little bit, have disappeared. Right now, Tundra, 4Runner, don't have any rebates right now. But there's big ones on things like Corolla, Avalon, $2,500. $1,500 on the Corolla hatchback. Highlander gas is $1,500. You've got 0% on six different Toyotas. Got special lease packages because Toyotas are such a great resale value vehicle. They maintain their value. You can get great leases. Tacoma for $209, $249 for RAV4. So great deals on Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns out here.
That's just amazing. Hey, Brad, I tell you what, this has been a great Car Talk segment today as we learn a little bit about
it. It was a good one, yeah. We'll have several this month. It'll be fun to get Bob and my dad on and Joe. I hinted at a few things, but they can tell the rest of the stories. They know the one about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes better than I do, they'll love that.
Oh, this is really going to be amazing. Now, again, we've got the big celebration coming up here in just a couple of weeks, and yep. we'll have a big three-day celebration for that. I don't know if we're going to drop any trucks from the Price Tower, but
we will not. I promise, we will not. We will make efforts to keep everyone safe and happy.
Hey, tell the folks about your websites. They're wonderful.
Oh, man, we're continuing to work on them. I was meeting with Jason yesterday afternoon. But, yeah, you can go check out all the new stuff at DungeonsChoice.com. From there, you can get to our Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln showrooms, essentially. That DungeonsFordOnline.com will get you there directly. But the easiest way is just go to DungeonsChoice.com, click from there into the showrooms. You can do trade values. You can work your own deal. You can look at all kinds of pictures of cars. You can chat with us 24/7. We're there all the time, ready to take care of you.
Thank you, Brad, and happy birthday to the dealership.
Thank you, Tom. I'll talk to you soon.